Well,
Yeah, I saved up for this. I put it on my credit card.
that voice you hear, that's differently. That is super producer KP. Everybody on YouTube, that's KP, by the way.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm here, because I know y'all got the stories, and I know y'all was doing y'all thing and everything. So I'm here. I wanna know it all. I wanna know everything. That's why I'm here. So I'm gonna be in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I wanna hear it all.
So we wake up the next day, go to NXT. We all got belts. We pull up with the titles in hand. We pull up everybody. We coordinated to everybody had to bring a flag. We even talked to KP and Eve about everybody, bringing flags to NXT. But we get through the door. They're like, yo, no flags allowed. I was like, no, my friend's not gay. He just looks that way. They were like, nah, the flag's in your pocket. Can't do it. Oh, no drop. All right, cool. Listen, the joke passed.
you just kept going, so my bad.
So we go, you feel me? I felt like I was in a UFC press conference right here. Bro, we walk in there, we sit down, bro. Everybody, because you have to walk through there to get to like the floor seats and stuff like that, bro. Everybody who got floor seats, they would stop by, dap us all up. People, random people taking pictures of us, stuff like that. So now everybody's cool with us. A couple producers walked over. They were like, yo, nah, y'all killed this shit. So I'm like, yeah, we're feeling it.
Yeah, that is a hard picture, by the way. But carry on.
Thank you. So one of the producers comes over and he's like, yo, y'all might, get some action in this area now. So, be on the lookout. I'm like, oh, what's going on now, bro? So, later on in the show, Carmelo and our boy, Rick Williams, they get into a little, scuffle outside of the ring, go over the barricade. And this is me about this is what, maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I've already hammered 7 drinks. So I'm watching this. I'm watching this acting like it's a real bar fight, bro. I was so lit at this time.
We could tell.
Nigga is cheesing.
I was having the time of my life. Exactly. Bro, I was absolutely dialed. And sunglasses still on for the event.
Word inside.
So, your boy was lit for this. And then what do we do after? Oh, I met up with Eve. KP was a ghost.
Word.
For this NXT event. Oh, you weren't even in there?
No, I showed up to NXT. I took a picture of Eve with the red on, sent it to y'all, and was just like, I can't make it down these steps. Like, I will pass out. And that's why I was just like, one of y'all can go sit in that seat. Like, I didn't know if they had like collectible chairs. So that's why I was just like, go sit in that seat before somebody like steal the chair.
I wish I went over there now. Knowing that,
I checked them chairs wasn't collected. It was just regular black chairs.
Oh, it was just the drinks.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, special. Damn. I paid for a chair. That price was crazy. Damn.
No, it wasn't that crazy.
So NXT was all right though. Like all the matches pretty cool.
That's a fact.
Huh?
Feel me?
Guys.
Shouts to the homies. Shouts to Graham, CJ, Public Enemies. Linked up with it. Yo, literally as soon as I walked in, Graham called me. He FaceTimed me. He's like, yo, where you at? I'm like, bro, I literally just walked into the spot. Like, so all right. So here's my all right. Saturday morning, wake up, boom, refreshed. Take a shower. My girl, she pulls up. My like, right, bet, we out. We driving to Philly. Boom, stopping in Jersey somewhere. Get some Chick-fil-A. So Shorty's like, yo, get me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. And the chick mini. So I'm like, all right, bet. Cool.
Good eats.
You feel me? Bro, I order it. They taking forever. I go back up there. I'm like, yo, what's the rush? So I got somewhere to be. I got to hit the turnpike. Shorty's like, yo, there's no more biscuits. I'm like,
bad eats.
Like, yo, put that shit on a egg McMuffin, nigga, and get me out of here, bro. Like, y'all niggas holding me up for a biscuit? I'm like, come on now. And at this point, they already switched the menu from breakfast to lunch.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm not even the same shit no more, bro. You gonna give me a spicy chicken deluxe? I was like, yo, hook me up, make some moves or something, put the shit on brioche. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? So they put it on a McMuffin or whatever it is. So we get it. Now we out. Shorty comes back in the whip. She's tight. She's like, yo, some little girl was in the bathroom coughing crazy with her hands. I was like, what you mean? She was like, the girl was just coughing. Like, her mom wasn't saying nothing. Bro, literally, as soon as she said that, the little girl walked past coughing like the wild COVID cough. So I'm like, when I tell you Shorty's coughing like Arthur Morgan boy from Red Dead Redemption, so I'm like, yeah. Shorty walked by. Shorty was like, I was like, yo, hell man. We got to get out of here, bro. You got a tuberculosis cough, man. We got to get out of here, son. Yo, we get in the car. We back in the turnpike. We get to Philly in like an hour. Cool.
Oh, boy.
You feel me? Turn into Wells Fargo. Shorty, you feel we get to about the park. Shorty's like, yo, it's 35 for the park. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Boop, tap the little shit. They give me the receipt. Park, walk right into the spot. They don't check me for nothing. I really couldn't.
They do this.
Nah, they didn't do nothing, bro. They was like, y'all here for the event? I was like, yeah. What else am I here for, nigga? Like, I look like I'm here to work? The fuck?
Like, bro.
Now, by the way, they have like these new metal detectors that it like basically scans your whole body when you walk.
They got the airport joints.
Yeah, so that's how they knew that we had the flags in our pocket. They were like, "Now what is that?"
That's the shit. You got to go in and do this shit.
They were like, "Take your belts off, hold it up, and you walk through." And I'm like, "All right, fam." I felt like a champion doing it though.
I ain't do none of that shit. I walked. They was like, yo, you here for the show? I was like, hell yeah, I'm here for the show. It was like, right this way, sir. I was like, bet. Good looks. Walked in. They didn't check nothing. They was like, yo, where's your seats? Like, they scanned the shit. And it was like, I bet. Your seats are right this way. Literally, I walk right into the spot. Walk right down the steps. It was row 2. Had good seats. The show was about to start. I think the first match was Bron Breakker. It was a tag match. Axiom, yeah. Nathan Frazier versus Bron Breakker and Corbin.
That shit went up.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sat down. I didn't even get to sit down all the way because I seen Bron in the ring. He was doing his thing. I started barking as soon as I, feel me, entered the spot. So the show was lit, man. I didn't go crazy with the drinks. So I was like, man, I gotta be alert.
You gotta dial in.
Hell yeah. In case niggas with dirt bikes try to pop up on me, I gotta be on point. So I only had one brewski, which was cool. And then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, overall, the show was ill. Mm-hmm. NXT, great show, great environment. You know what I'm saying? The crowd was lit. I was able to get my training flag through. You know what I'm saying? So,
even waved it.
Hell, yeah. I threw it up. Feel me? Trick Williams came out. Any reason I had to put my flag up in there, I did. I had a flag off with somebody across the stadium. I had my training flag. He had a Canadian flag. And we was dueling back and forth. It was ill. Nah, I'm sorry.
The lady confiscated all of our flags and then took it to guest services.
That's whack.
Yeah. That shit actually blew mine. But what I'm trying to remember what I did before. Oh. Eve brought me back to the Airbnb, held it down, went back to the Airbnb, pre-gamed a little bit there, went back, because we needed to collect the jackets, because we thought ahead, we were like, nah, we in Philly, beginning of April, cannot go to WrestleMania with just a hoodie on. So we went back, got all of our jackets, you know, held it down for the group. We go to Mania, scan through, we're drinking now. The Bevs is flowing. Mania Night 1 happens. Cold as hell. And I don't know. I saw like a lot of things online that said like the crowd sounded dead. But it sounded live to me. I don't know.
So the cold, that was a real thing. It wasn't like exaggerated. It was really, really cold out there.
It wasn't even just cold. I don't know if it's because of the way the arena's built or the stadium. It felt like the wind was going down, like from the stadium. So going down from the top through the stadium out. Because when we left the stadium later, there wasn't a breeze like that. Yeah, no breeze like that, nothing crazy. But in there, bro, it was a constant breeze for the entirety of the event. I was absolutely freezing cold, but I had my North Face, so I was chilling.
Yeah, it was Saturday. It was brick, so brick. Well, I had really good seats, got them super late, but sat ringside row 3, and just the cold, man. Like, it had me regretting venturing out. But thankfully, midway through the show, like, there was a heating rig, something that Eve probably built above the ring. And they, like, turned that motherfucker to max, boy. And, like, everybody around us was just like, yeah, yeah. Like, we wasn't cheering for the match. They turned the heat up, and, like, we could feel it. And but later on through the night, as that wind was doing whatever it was doing, and like they tossed us blankets and shit. And by that point, like, I'm just wrapped up in a blanket, leaned back in my chair. Kaz is sitting beside me, and we're just enjoying the show. And
y'all was wrapped up together?
Nah, pause.
Oh.
See, look at Maddie, man.
Bro, do y'all see this luxury lifestyle he was living? I'm in the 100. It's freezing. He's getting blankets thrown at him by the WWE. Like, yo, here you go.
Y'all should have done like I was in the crib cooling like this.
Some chicken wings.
Like, I seen them heat lamps too. I was like, I forgot what match it was, but like they showed like the top of the thing. And I was like, they had heat lamps the whole time. I was like, I guess they had them there for the wrestlers themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But them, they strong. They work. But y'all lucky it wasn't some damn like 30 degree, 40. If it was 40 degrees, like low 40s, y'all probably would have been screwed. You know what I'm saying? But
I think it was. Well,
no, I'm about to say low, Saturday it was.
Saturday, yeah, I think it was low 30s.
Yeah, it was low 30s. Sunday it warmed up.
I think it was 40 in the daytime. Yeah. It was cold on Saturday, really cold.
Well, I see Michael Cole in the North Face shiesty. I was like, they gotta be cold. Nigga, exactly. Michael Cole, shiesty in a tuxedo. I was like,
yeah, Mass had it pulled over the headsets.
Yeah, unlike KP, my boys, because I had the parka, so I was good. It was a big ass North Face parka. My boys had to buy shirts from the concession stands just to like wear them as like some earmuffs, like a little scarf, because it was that cold.
Yeah.
So you know,
like me, I would have bought mad alcohol to warm up.
I was drunk. I was drunk by I'm trying to remember the matches.
So you
think I was that drunk. Exactly. I don't even remember the matches or the match order, but I was lit. So that was night one. Night two, you know, we were invited to the Big E's Big Brunch. It was a brunch catered for minority creatives in the wrestling field. So, you know, podcasts like us, you know, Stat Guy Greg was there. The Ringers Wrestling Podcast, everybody from the Ringer over there. Armand was there, Jeff J was there. You know, it was a lot of great creatives, you know, not even just, you know, black and brown, great black and brown creatives, but they're just top of the wrestling world creatives. And you know, it was a beautiful brunch. It was you know, nice bar situation, couple free drinks.
How was the catfish?
Oh my god. So yeah, you know, I'm at this point, I'm maybe like 7 drinks in.
Nice.
You know, it's the thing. It started at 10 a.m. I got there around like 10:30-ish, maybe 10:20. So, you know, I had the food, but I'm not a big fish guy. See, a couple drinks. It's towards the end of the event. It's maybe like 1 o'clock, 1:30. Jeff J, see him eating. He's like, yo, this catfish. He takes like a bite. He's like, yo, this is the best catfish I've ever had in my life. At least top three. I go, yo, that's a bold claim to just say on a random Sunday.
Facts.
So he gives me a piece. I'm not a fish guy. I do not like fish. This catfish is one of the greatest things I've ever had. Not even just like fish. It's one of the best things I've ever eaten. So we're sitting there. We're all now everybody's getting catfish and everybody's agreeing about it. So
wait, it was free?
It was free. The food was free.
Boy, y'all lucky. Y'all, I would have been that.
Every platter would have been gone.
Nah, I was. Listen, we were eating swell. Everybody had a solid size plate. There was a lot of networking happening there. You know, a lot of everybody that knew who I was, or whenever I introduced myself, they would be like, "Oh, you know, where's Eve? Where's Cody? You know, where's everybody else?" I let them know Cody. You know, Cody missed all the main activities because his pet hamster was giving birth and he had to be there for it. So, you know, I had to, you know, let the people know. If I told him, yo, he just pulled up for Mania. Pulled up for NXT, couldn't, you know, be a part of this. So I told him Eve was building a pool somewhere, you know, an above ground pool somewhere. And then I let them know KP was a ghost. KP is just there whenever he needs to, and he'll know he's there. We won't.
At least you made us look ill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Well, it was great. It was great that everybody was like, you know, everybody knew who we were in a sense. Like, there was a couple people who didn't know, but I don't want to say I was shocked, but it was great to see people be like, oh, where is, you know, so-and-so? So it was a cool feeling. It made me think, I'm like, yo, next year, my God, we got to make this like a thing. You know, make sure, you know, we pop out to things like this because, you know, listen, the people love us. It's a great feeling.
You know, people do love. I was getting calls and texts from Thursday like, yo, where you at? You going to be here? I'm like, bro, I'm watching the Knicks game right now. You're interrupting. This is a sweat. Yo, I'll get back to you in an hour and a half.
Yeah, so, and bro, I'm telling you, like, bro, I'm walking around in like arenas and stuff like that. Wherever like we went to all these wrestling events and stuff like that, bro, people dabbing me up, telling me, "Yo, I know you from the Black Announcer table." I'm like, I did not expect that to be a thing at all this entire week, and I thought it was just gonna be like low key, you know, maybe see a couple people that like, you know, I actually know that listen, but it was just like some random people that I don't have a personal relationship being like, "Oh, I know you from the show." So that was a really cool feeling. You guys will definitely love it if we ever pop out to one of these big fours and make a thing of it. But you know, started networking, you know, drinks is flowing. Now, you know, 17 dap ups every time I'm talking to somebody, you know, giving motivational speeches, things like that. It was a great event, to be honest, you know. They said that they want to make this, you know, a multiple occurrence. So they don't want it to just be the first one. It's the first of many. It's not just the only one. So Big E, unfortunately, couldn't be there because they needed him everywhere Mania week. So it was a great, great event. You guys definitely got to make it out to one of these. Got to make sure that's a thing. So let me see. I went to the WrestleMania world, did my entrance. I did the whole DX entrance with my boy.
Y'all was lit with that.
Listen, so Mania world, or what is WWE world? I think is what it's called. This is the new like Access.
Yeah.
Is it the same shit as Access, or is it like?
Yeah, they just rebranded it because they're big. Event in Saudi Arabia is called WWE World as well, so they just brought this here. They had Triple H's WrestleMania 30 entrance piece. They had the In Your House. Right here, you're looking at, if you're watching on YouTube, all of The Rock's $500 shirts from back in the day. They had like a 2K station where you can play with different other, you know, play the game with different people. They had the NXT In Your House set that you could walk through. They had Bray Wyatt's Funhouse and his door that you could take pictures in and walk through. Look at that. They had Stone Cold's boots and vest from WrestleMania 13. Just incredible pieces and parts of WWE history that who even thought they kept? As a nerd and a collector, I knew they kept. But like the average person was like losing their mind seeing this stuff.
I was just about to say, like, I know you're a big like memorabilia guy, so I'm sure you seeing this shit. You was probably like
trying to sneak off with the shoes. You took the
Triple H crown. Watching,
huh?
I thought you took the Triple H crown.
Nah, they would have had me hemmed up.
They could try to replace it with a Burger King crown. Same thing.
He's Nicolas Cage.
Thing. They
entrance thing was the best part.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Did anybody? So when I was there, you know, you kept hearing Cody's theme and people who were dressed up exactly like Cody Rhodes doing the entrance. But one of the funnier things was when someone did Kurt Angle's entrance and the crowd actually chanted "You suck."
Yeah,
and I thought that was really dope.
Listen, everybody was picking the same. You know, Bloodline, Cody Rhodes, CM Punk,
yeah,
and some Stone Colds, you know, sprinkled here and there. But I'd never want to hear the Cody Rhodes theme song ever again. Next time he comes out, like on a TV show or anything like that, I'm muting the TV. I heard Cody's theme song minimum 30 times just standing on that line waiting to do my DX entrance.
And they're playing music over top of all of it. Most of the time they're playing fucking Cody Rhodes theme. So it's just nonstop Cody. Yeah. Bro.
Between Cody Rhodes' theme song and what was the Weeknd song that they played?
Oh,
Gasoline. Bro, I loved Gasoline before it was the Mania theme song. And now I never want to hear that song ever again for the rest of my life.
I love that shit. I don't care.
Bro, they played it in the stadium on night one. They played it in the stadium on night one at least minimum, no lie, 50 times.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody counted, it'd be like 23 times they played that song. Easy. Bro. 23 times. And it's not like previous years where it's multiple themes. Mm. Nah, it was just this over and over. But
I'm surprised they didn't play Meek in the stadium.
They did to start off Mania.
You want to talk about Meek? Oh, well, I guess. Yeah. Cody, you got his tweet, Cody?
Oh, I got it right here. My nigga said, that's supposed to be WrestleMania. Was more fun than I expected. Thank you, WWE, for the link up.
I'm not even going to hold you. Somebody's gonna name their kid Wasanya Dior,
and it's like by Bobby Shmurda.
You know, Bobby Shmurda is the only person that read it as WrestleMania. Off
word,
him and Fabio Foreign
for sure.
Fabio Foreign sees nothing wrong with this sense.
Yo, Fabio, if you leave it up to Fabio Foreign, he'll spell WWE wrong.
Damn,
he'll spell out the word, the letter W.
Word,
yo, but so after the the brunch, I went to WrestleMania World or whatever it's called. That was pretty lit. I tried getting tatted, but all the tattoo people were all booked up and everything like that. Yeah, so Eve told me while I was waiting, like looking around for people, he's like, I don't know if that's a great idea. I don't think you're allowed to do that when you're drunk. I was like, That's the only time you're supposed to do it.
I was like, yeah, I think you bleed out when you drink and get a tattoo, but
yeah,
what do I know?
So we do WrestleMania Night 2, and WrestleMania Night 1, it was great because it was like, bro, it's our collectively in our group, there was six of us. It was all of our first Mania. So it was just cool off rip that it was our first Mania. But night two was like one of the greatest nights I've ever had, like anywhere, going to any event. Like every match was a banger. The main event that we're gonna get into later, we were fucking screaming the entire time. We're drinking too, so everything's even better. And then we leave Mania and we end up going to the bars across the street.
Yeah, nah, Philly don't strike me as the nightlife type of place anyways, but overall, it sounded like niggas had a great time, man. KP, yeah. I think your experience was different because, you know, you have bread.
Yeah, now tell us about the Rich experience.
Yeah, you were sitting next to Winnie Harlow. Yo, this nigga KP tried to flex. He was like, I don't even call her Winnie. I got a special name for her.
Yeah, like, we go back to when she was on For Y'all Entertainment videos, like, early 2010s, before she became this big supermodel and all this stuff like that. So,
like,
And all this stuff like that.
You know, I mean, she was there. She got, I'm looking at this video.
Nah, you was like, we go back. Do you really know her? You bullshit.
I don't know her, you know what I'm saying? But I know of her from back in the day.
Oh, like us.
But she reacted to me saying, like, oh no, I know you from.
Oh, from. For Y'all? Whatever.
Yeah, For Y'all Entertainment. It's some comedians.
From Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And so she looked over and was just like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, so night one, I was sitting ringside, row three, like I said. And they gave us like these wristbands. And the wristband was just to let security know, like, hey, these folks are supposed to be in this section and they can go to this section.
Right.
And so at the end of the show, you know, there's a bunch of high profile people sitting in front of me, but I really didn't care about that. I'm just enjoying WrestleMania. I'm enjoying talking to Kaz, listening to Kaz more so. And at the end of the night, I get my chair, and since it was sort of empty right there, I got two chairs. So I let that whole section clear out, like, for 30 minutes. People are just ravaging all the chairs. Then a dad walks by with a kid. He looking all sad. And he like, you gonna sell a chair? I was like, yeah. $250. All right, cool. Boom. So I sell that chair. I had no plans on taking that chair out of there. So I was just sitting right there waiting for someone to ask. That worked out great. Boom.
Swag.
Nice.
Man, so, easy $250.
Easy. And it wasn't even... It's completely free money. So,
if the pops came up to me like, yo, you selling that child? I'm like, yeah, $10 million.
Of course.
One of my homies was just like, you should have asked for 400. But I'm like, bro, 250? I didn't even pay for that seat. You know what I'm saying?
So, word.
And free I get money. To keep my chair. Like, I wasn't going to walk out carrying two chairs. So, it worked. So, speaking of carrying two chairs, I didn't even really want to walk that far back up all them fucking steps. And so I started to see like where the high profile people were going. And I was just like, I'm following them. Like, I put my shades on, threw my blanket around my neck. And so I just started following Travis Kelce. And...
Wait, did anybody else see that in KP's apartment or house?
What?
The name you dropped.
Oh, get out of here. I'm not Mouse. I'm not Mouse.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, nah, you and Mouse leading the league. And is you? Nah, it's definitely.
Is Mouse?
You, it's Mouse, you, and then Manny for name drops.
For sure.
I don't even be name dropping people y'all know. I'll be like, yo.
Manny be name dropping the week.
The D tier niggas.
Yeah, so it was me and 22 G's the other day.
I'm like, Manny, please don't tell niggas we hung out with these niggas. Like, no, but we gotta let them know for context.
We gotta let them know.
Look what we got.
Come on, it's K Fly.
Word.
And so I just follow, you know, the football player. And I just sent some videos to the Twitter. And so I'm just standing off in the cut. Like, I know. Well, that's the thing. That brand, I won't say what color, but the brand, well, I already told Twitter, it was a pink wristband. It allowed me to go back there. So I'm just standing in a cut. One of the first people I see was Ref Charles Robinson, Lil Nate. So shout out to him. He was just like, you know, good job. Appreciate you. So the second person I see is the main event final boss himself. Matter of fact, he's the first person I see. Charles Robinson was the second. Wow. So The Rock literally walks past me.
Oh, I got the video right here. I got it right here.
And it's two Rock videos. It may be that second. Oh, it may be the first one, I think. That's the second time when he's coming back in. And I sort of just walked with him and walked back into the stadium. Go up to that first one.
This one right here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is when I first get back there.
Great job, champ.
Champ.
What were you going to call him the first time? You going to
call him
people's
champ? Call him a nigga.
I mean, he got that fantasy belt, so he the champ, you know?
Man, what's this one right here?
Oh, that's champ, when I told Dre.
Don't get him tomorrow, Seth. Big time! I love you, Becky!
That was you, right? That was you screaming that?
Yeah, that was me screaming. And so, yeah, just a few little videos. It was several legends walking back there. Oh, that first video was right. Manny Wilding.
No way.
Oh, wow. I know he's already up. Oh, no. I know he's already up. Oh, no.
You seen that back body drop, though?
This nigga Manny wild out, son.
And so, yeah, man, like it was several legends that walked past DDP, X-Pac, several legends. I just shouted them out, got little quick little videos. And yeah, so that's how I ended my night one, just backstage. And I could have went to the press conference, but it was just like, I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of you, you know, one of you guys, like where you're the face of all of what we do, or you can go represent us. It was just like, nah, like I got the Rock video exclusive little clip right here. So I'm good. I'm about to go post that on our YouTube.
Hell yeah.
So.
Wow, man. That's dope.
That's amazing. Dope. When I saw the videos, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I thought KP was going to sit in like the 100s or something like that with me. He posted a video of where he was. I was like, all right, bro. I guess.
You know who KP is?
I ain't no my fault.
Big time.
my fault, OG. I ain't know that was your game. Once he was like, yo, I think Lil Baby sitting in front of me. I'm like, why would Lil Baby be sending the hundreds?
Word.
And he sent the picture. I'm like,
peasant. That's peasant talk right there.
So you literally be sitting behind Michael Cole.
Yeah. I'm like, bro.
Man, I can only imagine that was an experience, man. I know you had a ball.
Incredible experience. And it was just like, you know, I wanted to see The Rock wrestle for real. Like I saw him at WrestleMania 32, but that really wasn't a match. So it was just like, this may be the only opportunity. They may be in fucking Minnesota next year, which I'm never going to. Shout out to our Minnesota listeners, but I'm never going there. But yeah, so it was just like, this is perfect. It's 2 hours away. I bought a ticket a few weeks back and, you know, flipped it. But so, yeah, that was my night one, which was really dope. Really blessed to be able to do that. Night two, I sat row 7-8 or something like that. So it was a little bit further back.
My fault. But yeah, too far. You need the binoculars?
Yeah, I needed that, you know. And so but it was a straight ahead shot, so they were performing right for the camera. That's where I was sitting. And but that night I was super chill. Like I came in the arena when Drew was losing his belt. walked down the steps. I had 3 bottles of water, and I told Ethan Manny this earlier. So had 3 bottles of water to make sure I'm hydrated throughout this show. As I reached like the floor section, the guy's just like, "Oh, you can't bring those bottles down here." So he like takes my order, pours them in cups. So I'm now holding 3 fucking
full cups of water.
3 cups of water. And so I'm walking to my seat. I see Manny Girl, Jakar Jackson. They playing Snoop Dogg on the joint. I'm feeling good, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like dancing and feeling good to my, you know what I'm saying? So I waved to Jakar.
Now you 2-stepping in front of her?
I was.
Legend.
You know? And I sit in my seat and reach down to pick up one of them bottles, the cups of water. All 3 of them shits knocked over. So I'm like,
man,
fuck it.
L.
Big L.
It's down. That's what you get. That's karma.
Yeah.
All right. Watch a 2-step.
I would have looked at the mortars like,
get up!
And so, you know, night 2 was lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, night 1 was cool. Like, it was calm. It did what it needed to do. But night 2, man, like, I felt like when the Bailey match kicked off, a lot of people were sleeping on that. But they went out there and went crazy. And, like, that's when the crowd really woke up. That's when my section really woke up. And night 2 was really awesome. And that was my WrestleMania. Like, I kept it low key, even though I was in like little places.
And little places.
I wasn't ghosting people purposely. I was sick. So yeah. But I had an amazing time. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that again. And so that's why I went all out.
Look, man, I ain't gonna hold you. Black announce table, you heard it here. We had the on the scene reporters, the recap, and all of that, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to give it up for ourselves for that, man. That's a that's fire right there, man. Right in front of the action.
Yeah.
Man. Niggas can't top the A, man. Shit sounded phenomenal from what I heard. Next time, I want to go to WrestleMania and sit where KP sat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to sit by Winnie Harlow and Drewski too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be in the one. I mean, I could do that too. You got to sit in the 100 sometimes just to, you got to be amongst the people. But that's what I like about, you feel me, what KP and Manny did. You know what I'm saying? We covered all bases. You feel me? Me and Manny hit NXT. You feel me? Then they both went to night 1 and 2 of WrestleMania. KP was with the rich people and Manny was amongst the people. And we was all, you know what I'm saying? It's lit.
Every aspect, man.
Yeah.
I even went to the Raw after Mania too.
Come on, man. Raw after Mania. Big E brunch. Like, the bases was definitely covered this weekend.
I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not saying this just because it happened. It was legit probably one of the greatest, like, weekends I've ever had in my entire life. Like, definitely, you know, like a top 5. Yeah, where I'm like, yo, everything was so much fun. Had a blast. You know, it was a group trip. So, you know, me and the guys just, it was 2 people I went with that I didn't even know before the trip. And now we're all, like, you know, locked in. We're all boys, you know, shit like that. So, like, it's my first Mania, and it was honestly one of the, like, the greatest times I've ever had, like, ever. And I've done a lot of shit, but it's like, this was, you know, as a lifelong wrestling fan and shit like that, doing something like this was absolutely incredible.
And to think about it, bro, the Mania, the your very first Mania was record-breaking, history-making, honestly, it's considered one of the best Manias, if not the best Mania ever. So
easy. I've been to 10 of them. Night 2, It's not even close.
I'm not gonna lie, and it definitely looked the way you guys saying it's some of the best times you had. It came off that way. I'm watching. I'm like, fam, they look like they having a ball. Some of these pictures y'all got, your interactions with the celebrities and everything. Manny, he got some dope pictures, just him and his boys out there. Like everything, son. Everything. It definitely looks like you guys are having the time of y'all lives.
Yeah. You know, it was cool. You know, nobody, you know, it's not like a rap concert that you go to and you're like, it's all on the performer. So you're, most people that go to concerts, they're like trying to have a cool off. Like they just, you know, trying to look cool around everybody else. Like, bro, you could sing an entire theme song when you're walking somewhere and people are going to, you know, join in with you. You can say random phrases and shit like that. And people are going to repeat it right back to you in big groups. During the entire match, you can cheer and boo and all these things, and people aren't going to be like, "Oh, this person is wild." And, like, you know, it was a really fun time. Like, it was like what this Mania felt like is like what wrestling should be all the time.